Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Jason and John on Memphis's Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to with one of Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Tuesday, February 11th. I am just happy to be here because Lord knows a brother's having that car trouble. I've been telling you about it. You're probably rolling your eyes, sick of Jay Smooth's car trouble. I got to thank a brother named Officer Chapman because yesterday, John, a man that was already down to one car picking up his wife and kid in had that one car's battery go out in front of a school while listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey. Wow. How about that, brother? Was down to zero cars for a minute there, man. Brother. If not for Officer Chapman jumping me off yesterday, and then I was able to go get a new battery. Brother, while everybody's going through it, right, your man is going through it, and maybe in the worst way. But I'm happy to be here, grateful to be here. God got us through. And John Martin, we had sort of a State of the Grizzlies address yesterday.
Yes, we did.
From one Zach Kleiman. Was pretty good.
Yes, we did. Now, again, you know, I always
thanks for helping jump me off yesterday. You couldn't get to me quick enough over in Fraser. I appreciate
you.
I did offer. But Officer Chapman was able to get to me quicker.
I did offer because I was actually out and about yesterday.
You really think he would have come to Fraser, BC?
I would have.
I think he would have made the run. This guy cares.
He does. At the end
deep
of the day,
deep in the heart of the Bay, you would have come and aided your brother.
If you didn't have CJ, you'd have been all right. I'd been like, all right, you can figure it out. But you had CJ in the car, and so I was like, I got to help you out. I can't just let CJ be stranded over here.
I appreciate your willingness to be there.
Yeah, so
potentially.
Giannotto and Jeffrey, as the show says before it starts, is Memphis's direct hitting radio show.
They directly hit my battery.
So you got to be careful.
Zap that thing.
You guys know the brand.
You got to be careful, man. Get off the fence.
Yeah, he was breaking down what Zach Kleiman says, and all of a sudden my radio goes out.
Let's go.
I listen, man. I listen to every show on this station, man. Sometimes it hurts me to do it, but I do it. Yes, we're glad you're here. We're glad you got here.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus and Officer Chapman.
Let's go, Chapman.
We have a big show planned for you today. We're going to get into what Zach Kleiman said yesterday, everything he had to say at that sort of, as you said, the State of the Grizzlies address. Matt Moore from the Action Network is going to join us at 12:25. The Grizzlies, as you guys know, have the toughest remaining schedule the rest of the way in the entire association. So we will get into all of that with Matt Moore at 12:25. Can they hang on? I saw Jeffrey tweet a stat that some website out there gives the Grizzlies a 33% chance of hanging on. So not great, but, you know, still above 25%, I guess.
So you've already said you're facing the toughest schedule in the league. That's the problem you face. That said, you know, you've got a team that's not intimidated whatsoever. That's actually probably looking forward to it in a way. And you're playing some pretty good basketball for the most part as you head into this. Got a chance to make a statement before you take a nice little break for some guys. Won't be a break for others. For those rising stars, Brandon Clark, John Morant, And for Jaren Jackson, it's going to be work time this weekend. But that said, you've got an opportunity to be in a great spot as you head into the All-Star break. You're really in a great spot as it is. All this, like we said, is icing on the cake. And good for a young nucleus that's early on getting a taste at a playoff race. It's fantastic and something none of us foresaw.
Yeah, so we'll get into that with Matt Moore at 12:25. And then at 1:25, Clay Travis is going to join us. Talk XFL with him. You know, he wanted to remind you, Jason, that the XFL outrated the NBA. Over the weekend. So
well, that's the first weekend.
It is.
And that's what you get with spring football.
Right, the AAF, yes.
The big test will be what does it get its second week? Because not just AAF, first week, one first time XFL was that way too, John, wasn't it? The first weekend was huge, and then there was sort of that drop off in interest after you see. It's sort of that get to, let's check it out, and then sort of the interest wears off.
Yes.
And
outranked we'll Blues hockey in St. Louis.
I saw that. Now that's interesting. Do they not care about hockey in St. Louis?
They love it. It speaks to football's power.
Yeah,
they miss football.
I think it just speaks to football straight up.
Speaks to the first week of spring football's power. We'll see if it does. If it does well, second week.
Well, and plus, it just started, right? Well, like, there's a curiosity factor you factor into.
I have friends that live an hour away from St. Louis and they have season tickets to the XFL.
Well, see, like, if you're a St. Louis fan, I would totally go all in on the XFL.
It makes sense
for
them. Yeah. Yep. You're mad at the NFL.
Because, like,
and you got a stadium.
And you don't have college football either there.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like,
no,
you go to Columbia, but you don't have any football product there.
Nothing.
You know? So
got nothing.
Memphis always had Memphis Tiger football, which is good, was, like, as we know, it's been really good the last 3-4 years. So. Even if you're not lacking for football, I guess.
You're right.
And you have the AutoZone Liberty Bowl at the end of the year every single year, Jason, which is just the icing on top.
SECs around here, there's a lot.
Anyway, so that's the show today. Okay, Zach Kleiman spoke for the first time since, the preseason, basically, I think is what people were saying. Zach Kleiman spoke for the first time in a long time yesterday.
It was good to see him.
I guess the most interesting thing he said was that he said he expects Justice Winslow to play for the Grizzlies this year.
It was the most newsworthy thing.
Yeah.
And you've heard it, but it's true that in terms of what was said yesterday, most of it's what we already believe to be the case. They were going to punt on free agency this summer based on what they were able to do with the Iguodala trade, bringing in a piece in Winslow, a top 10 pick that they say, they believe, and that was the news, doesn't have a chronic injury issue. That's sort of the feeling we got talking to people outside the Grizzlies, right? Whether it's Ryan McDonough or whatever, just NBA people in general, it felt like there was a real fear there that whatever Justice Winslow had, right, was chronic, and this is something that could go on. Again, you're talking about a 23-year-old that's dealing with some back issues right now. Kleiman seemed to just kind of, brush his nose at that. Any thought that this was going to be long-term, and he did that in a way, hey, you're going to see him this season. I think some of us would have been okay if Justice Winslow doesn't play a game this year.
Yeah.
Just in the sense that, hey, this is a 23-year-old guy that could be a real piece for you, especially defensively at that three spot. Get him healthy first. No need to rush him back. Besides, you did all this anyway without Iguodala. Why would you need Winslow to force it now? That said, you've got an opportunity here with him saying, Zach Kleiman, that you're going to see him to get an early peek at whether this guy can be a piece. And look, maybe in doing so, it improves your chances. Look, I like Kyle Anderson in terms of basketball IQ in that three spot, and they've been successful with him in that spot. Heard Kleiman said you can make an argument that he should have gotten more minutes this season. You know, the roster sort of dictated that he hasn't. That said, Justice Winslow, if healthy, with what he can do from a defensive standpoint and what he can do from a scoring standpoint, right, and really fitting your style better, he's an upgrade if healthy. And so you'll get a chance, John, to see not only if that works, if he's healthy for the future, but if that even makes you a little bit better in terms of the short term in a playoff race.
Right, exactly. And you know, you're building this core. You're trying to, you know, put this thing together for the next 5, 10, 12 years. And again, like, to me, it's a free swing, right? Because you already got that 2024 pick. And if Justice Winslow can be really, whether he's a starter or whatever you want to be, if you want to just start there at the bottom, if he's a starter for you, I mean, this is it will go down as a great deal. When you reflect on it, it will go down as a great deal for the Grizzlies to basically, I mean, you're trading air, right? Like, it's air that you're trading, and you get back when it's all said and done. Yeah, did you take on some bad contracts? Of course. But they're short-term contracts in the grand scheme of things. So you're basically moving around air for a guy who could be, if he's healthy, a really good starter in this league.
And you get potentially a sneak peek at it in the middle of it feels weird to say, a playoff chase.
Yeah.
You get to get it potentially, again, when he gets back to the court and healthy, they've got to go through the plan, get him back out there, but you get to get a sneak peek of it. And, hey, if you don't make it, this is the point. Not making the playoffs is not some huge fail here. Because, again, the games leading up to it, this race, Portland's 2.5 behind you. They're coming here Wednesday. You heard Kleiman even talk about it. Almost a massive game because he is. Realize how big this is. These are huge games for your young core. You're hopefully going to be able to throw a healthy Justice Winslow in on top of it during this chase. And whether you make the playoffs or not, John, you've still got these important games leading up to it. So, again, a young nucleus gets a taste of what it's like much earlier than it was supposed to.
Well, that's exactly right.
It all goes to the good.
Because you've already made the point.
And you get the sneak peek at Winslow and how he sort of fits into this.
The Grizzlies are already, for all intents and purposes, they're already in the playoffs, right?
I don't think the point could be made enough.
Like
because, again, those four games with the Lakers, whoever it's going to be, that's great, and you get the pomp and circumstance and all that, and the stars are introduced.
But we know what that is.
It's the playoffs.
Yeah.
But it's the actual being in must-win games that are leading up to that are just as important.
Exactly.
And, again, you're getting them much earlier than anyone would have anticipated. And, look, this young – it's sort of like Andy Reid used to say about Mahomes, is that when he was – right, when they were going through the combines and everything, he'd give him stuff and he was just eating it up. And so you just gave him more. And you say, wow, this young guy's ahead of the curve because everything I throw at him, he's just eating up. And this young Grizzlies nucleus is ahead of that. So here you are feeding it a playoff chase, and it's just eating it up, and you see how much it's going to eat.
Well, and
you see how much that young nucleus is going to eat.
And the great thing for the Grizzlies is that everybody's playing. You know, everybody for the most part is healthy. Like the main characters who you need to be healthy are healthy. Ja's playing. Jaren Jackson Jr. is playing.
It's true. They have been blessed with it. On wood.
Yeah, there was
And they would do some good luck on injuries around here.
There was a time, obviously, in December where we wondered, like, what are the Grizzlies going to do with Ja? I mean, you have to – it's like Zion in New Orleans. Like, you have to err on the side of caution with him. And thankfully, like, he's –
last I checked, he was still playing less than 30 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Which is – now Taylor's upped it a couple times and gone past sort of their – little bits of limits in terms of the minutes and let him eat through that sort of when he's really cooking in the fourth quarter. And you like to see that. That said, they're in such a different space in terms of – and we are now with the NBA and the grind on these young players and sort of how we treat them early on in their careers. But if you go back and look to some of these fantastic young point guards that Ja's being compared to early in his career, like a Derrick Rose, those guys were playing 37, 38 minutes. Their first seasons, and you're not getting that kind of wear and tear. You've got a front office that's obviously cognizant in recognizing that too. That we're not going to waste something very early on. It's a different NBA now. It's not just the Grizzlies that are being smart here. It's everyone. But keep in mind, you're hoping that those fewer minutes early in the career add more years of health and more good luck. You know what I'm saying? As long as I don't come down wrong on one of these crazy dunks he's always trying to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So obviously, they're basically through this. They have one more game at home, then they go on this road trip from hell, right?
You said it's the toughest schedule in the league the rest of the way, period.
Where they have the Lakers twice, and they play the I mean, it's just it's absolutely brutal, this road trip coming up. And I don't even know what a good record would constitute, right? Like what that would look like.
Well,
just winning one, is that enough? You know what I mean? Like, because it's that tough.
The other part of it is that Portland, and really the team I think we all fear the most, that's just 2.5 behind you, they've got the, in terms of strength of schedule, theirs is the 26th in the league. Pelicans have got the easiest. Portland not so far off at 26. Memphis won. Toughest schedule the rest of the way. Portland with 28 games left is 26th right there. The schedule for them eases up quite a bit, whereas for the Grizzlies, it's really nailed. And so, again, it's not just the way Portland's playing. It's what's ahead of them and what's ahead of you. That's going to make it tough. I go back to the point, though. These are obviously increased importance level in these games down the stretch. That's great for a good young nucleus. Again, whether you make it, whether you don't, they're getting these games. It's huge for their experience their development.
We talked about this.
He confirmed Grayson's out for the season.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, we've talked about this sort of yesterday and all season long. It feels like the Memphis Grizzlies are on the cusp of doing something special in this city, right? I mean, taking the franchise to even greater heights. Than grind could, right? Because they're playing a modern style, and the most important part of it, right, more than anything else, is the superstar appeal of Ja Morant.
If Winslow's healthy, look around the league. Who's got a
better young nucleus? Yeah,
Dallas.
Dallas is up there, but I mean,
because of
Porzingis
the, because of the star power of, yeah, you make that case. Doncic is a potential MVP coming, though.
Yeah.
He's getting close to that kind of level. But no, I'm with you. Like, there are other places that have been doing this for a few more years, trying to put it back together, like Phoenix, right? You look at that situation, Sacramento.
Right.
You look at that could look at what the Grizzlies have got right now and be awfully jealous and say, man, that came together a lot quicker for them than it did for us. We're still trying to figure it out. Again, if Winslow's healthy, you've got the makings of one of the strongest young nucleuses, if not the strongest in the league.
And so, listen, in
like, no bad news. Don't bring me no bad news. It's all good news for the Grizzlies.
I think this morning you were inspired, Jason, by the Academy Award. I think you were inspired by the Oscars this weekend, because you're feeling like this could be something that hit cinema one day, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Memphis, as we know, with Bluff City Law, Memphis is good for television. And so I think, you know, if we were going to, if it's going to produce what we think it could produce, Jason, should we make a movie?
I like that idea.
Should we make a movie?
And it's timely, coming off the Oscars.
Okay.
And you see, I don't know if you saw it, but Affleck's got a basketball movie coming out, too.
Did see that.
So maybe we can cast him. Let's make the movie.
Okay, you want to make the movie?
Yeah, let's make the movie.
All right, let's do it. We got some very dramatic music for you, Jason.
If Brad has provided, and you know, I once led off an Academy Award winner,
yes.
No joke.
Yeah, no,
I was
you
like
did.
The opening voice.
So nobody is more qualified in film.
Hold on, let me
on
take a drink
show
of Coke.
Yeah,
than you. Yeah, we need you at your absolute
cleanse
best.
Cleanse your palate.
And we need more African American voiceover artists.
Totally agree with that.
Great.
Yeah, so
could just use more diversity in the Oscars. Period. More people would have watched. John.
Well, Jason, let's not get political.
We got all that right. Short film though.
Let me give it a shot. In a world where small markets are built to fail, where one front office was the laughing stock of the entire NBA, one man changed everything.
All right, so here's where you have a dramatic pause.
His name? Ja. NBA championships. Parades down Beale Street. A long-suffering city finally tastes glory in select theaters June 2025. Don't Poke the Bear. Starring Joaquin Phoenix as Zach Kleiman.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Seth Rogen as Coach Jenkins. Coach Taylor Jenkins. Cynthia Erivo as Coach Ivy, assistant Coach Ivy.
Okay.
And finally, Chadwick Boseman as Ja Morant.
Okay.
2025 in
wow.
Theaters coming to you, a championship season.
Select Theaters, studio on the square now. Now, hold on.
How's my casting?
I have a few questions.
I thought you would.
You did
probably
add
too much diversity in this movie.
Woo!
For you.
You added a syllable to Cynthia's name.
Did I?
You said Cynthia.
Cynthia Erivo.
You got a little nervous. I think
oh,
on her.
Man,
you couldn't believe.
Fine.
You couldn't believe.
I was
you
hoping to be
believe,
first take Johnny.
The live read.
No, he couldn't believe we got Cynthia for this movie. That was what you were. You're like, it couldn't be that one, right?
She's super talented. Just missed out on the EGOT, as you know.
Yes. So absolutely, I loved the trailer.
Well done.
I thought it. I'd go see that movie. Don't Poke the Bear, coming to theaters 2025. Yeah, you know
the story of the building a champion.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic. Now, okay, so you cast Joaquin Phoenix as Zach Kleiman.
Probably a little old for the role.
Yeah, by then.
I think Joaquin's a little too crazy of a method actor for him.
What are you talking about? He's good. Nobody's going to do a better job than
him.
He's going to get into the character. Why can't we have a method actor playing Taylor Jenkins?
No, you need more of a.
The problem is his age, correct? Isn't he 40 something?
He's a little
older. He's probably going to look
older.
So,
you shaved him down, he doesn't necessarily have the baby face, right?
Yeah.
You need more of a savant type character.
I was just going for the best.
I think Joaquin's a little.
I mean, he just won.
Hardened for that role. That's just my opinion. Like, I think
Give me a baby face for Kleiman.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Who?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's been in a lot of stuff. You talking about
Savant? I heard Brad typing. That's me, too. I got to type it up, Brad.
Okay, here we go. I Googled baby-faced young actors, and I came up with the guy from Facebook, Jesse Eisenberg.
No, I think if you guys Googled Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt popped up.
This dude's been in he's only 38 years
Inception?
Old.
He looks like Zach Kleiman a little bit.
What is it? What's he been in that
Inception,
you like so much?
Inception, yeah.
That was the one?
That was a really good one.
Jean-Luc Bolodeau, Josh Hutcherson, Anton Yelchin.
I don't know any of those.
Let's have an American play climbing.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You don't want any Europeans in this.
Come on.
Well, who's going to play Jonas? Well, I guess by 2025, Jonas will have been phased out.
Because I believe Cynthia is British.
Can we get Gabrielle Union in this movie? I mean,
if we're going to replace Cynthia,
I think we should replace Cynthia with Gabrielle Union.
Well, folks, this is not about. We're not going to debate casting.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay, we're not going to. I mean, we've pretty much settled on. We got Seth Rogen playing Taylor Jenkins. We got Chadwick.
Oh, we like that one.
I think that one's perfect.
I think that works.
Yes,
yeah, that's fine.
Chadwick Boseman playing John Morant. Who are you going to get that's hotter in the game right now than Chadwick Boseman?
Who can Mahershala Ali play?
Mahershala. Now, here's the thing about Mahershala.
Because he's a former basketball player.
Yeah.
No.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did
you
not know that?
I like Mahershala in this movie, but.
Let's get him in there.
He makes a lot of sense, a little darker, but makes a lot of sense for Tayshaun Prince.
But stop. Yeah. He's perfect for Tayshaun Prince.
But
that's all you got to worry about.
Is Tayshaun in this movie going to have a speaking role? Or is he going to.
No, very quiet. Very quiet leader.
I could see a scene like. You know, it's like May 15th, 2019, right, when they're all watching the draft lottery. Yeah. They're in the back room, you know, and you can have a great big, you know, scene there where they're talking about their luck and they pull up John Morant highlights on YouTube.
Can we get Michael B. Jordan, who listen, there was a time on this show where I wasn't sure about Michael B., but his chops, they're coming. Remember how hard I was on him on Black Panther about not using the accent?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I read the stories there. He didn't want it. He has come quite a ways, right? And he's become one of the great actors of our
time. Tyus
Jones, right?
Maybe he's Tyus Jones.
No, way too tall, I think, to be Tyus Jones. Okay. I just can work him in as a player of somebody.
You got to think it's 2025. You know, it's 2025. So is Tyus Jones really going to be part? It's hard to say.
Like, good point. Knows?
You know, and then you have to cast an antagonist, right?
For sure.
Everybody's having so much fun today casting all the current Grizz.
Good point.
You have it for one second. Consider.
I know where you're going.
Who's going to be like the bad boys that were the Bulls that kept them?
Who's going to be Iguodala?
Iguodala's not a part of this.
Oh, I thought he was like
the ugly actor. He's not even a blip on the radar.
He was the ugly actor.
I don't think anybody is more concerned with Iguodala than you, Brett. I think you care more about Iguodala than anybody else.
Yeah, he got me fired up, I'll be honest with you.
Who's our bad guy?
It's got to be Zion, right? And here's the great thing, because this is a movie of diversity.
He quite frankly is what stands between you and the
Western
championship.
I don't think he's healthy. Is injured actors?
Yeah, so here's the great thing about this movie. We have already determined that it's about diversity, right? And we got white actors, we got black actors, we got female actors. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to blaze the trail even more. We're going to get a female to play Zion Williamson. And there is no better role for this person than Zion Williamson. And so she's one of the most in-shape athletes throughout the world. She's one of the absolute, and she's perfect. I'm just telling you. I would like to congratulate playing Zion Williamson and Don't Poke the Bear coming to theaters June 2025. Lizzo is going to play Zion.
She ain't that athletic.
You took
my point and you ran with it.
It's a great point.
She is not that dang athletic,
yes,
bro. You're going to have some above the rim moments.
We can get a heavy duty trampoline.
A woman to play a man, that's ahead of the times.
You know, you guys are forgetting the unemployed cast of Bluff City Law, like Jimmy Smits, the Bluths.
Well, we
like,
don't know that they're unemployed, do we? I mean, I'm still holding out hope for that one, Brad.
Like, where do we go with Jimmy Smits?
John streaming it on YouTube TV trying to help him out.
I'm like, watch. I'm watching it so much, dude. I'm watching Bluff City Law.
I'm
so
sorry,
much.
Dude. Yeah, they're not going to make it.
I mean, if we need any extras,
you're right.
It's front office people or something. We can put Jimmy Smith.
I think Jimmy may be done with anything Memphis for a while, and I can't say Jimmy can play
Rich Cho.
Sure. Sure. He can play.
All right,
yes!
Does that make you happy, B.C.? We'll have Jimmy involved.
I love him.
And he'll play Rich Cho as sort of the mentor to Lions.
Yes.
Perfect.
Don't forget about Glenn Grunwald. Who's going to play him? You know, I mean.
Yeah.
Is he around?
He's a part of the brain trust.
I realize that.
We haven't even come up with Para. I mean, that's the one.
Oh yeah,
that's the one guy that we have not identified an actor for yet. Now, I put him in the same kind of category as Kleiman, though. Like, you need a sort of a baby face actor to play him as well. So we got to think about that. That's why we're not in the movie business, man. We forgot about Para.
I could play Robert Para. I kind of look like Para. Take my glasses
off.
You
want to cast Brad as Para?
I mean, do you really think we'll see more Para in 2025? So when they're winning the championship, he'll actually be out front? Like,
I think so.
He's sort of a ghost, you know what I'm saying? We don't see him.
But he's still part of the enterprise.
I realize
he's
money man.
You're going to have some behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Okay, in the meetings and all that, we still need somebody to play.
I think so. Yeah.
Good thought. So I haven't thought about Parrott because he's so quiet.
Yeah. So other than that, though, I think
you like our casting.
Yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job of putting this movie together, and the Grizzlies can add to it on Wednesday against the Portland Trail Blazers.
So. Be seen in the movie.
Yeah. You want to do the trailer one more time without the Cerinthia?
You know, input the new people.
See if I can do it without putting the extra syllable in.
Yeah.
I mean, you're holding me to an awfully high standard there.
I think this was
that
really
whole
good.
Thing about one extra syllable, fool.
I know, but this is going to this is the cutting room floor right here, brother. I mean, this is going to be on YouTube. We're going to pay for advertising here.
In a world where small markets are built to fail, where one front office was the laughingstock of the entire NBA, one man changed everything. His name, Ja. NBA championships, parades down Beale Street, a long-suffering city finally tastes glory. In select theaters, June 2025, don't poke the bear.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good. I give it to you.
Academy Award winner Chadwick Boseman is Ja Morant. Seth Rogen as Coach Taylor Jenkins. Cynthia Erivo as Coach Ivy, Assistant Coach Ivy. And a to-be-determined actor to play Robert Barra in 2025.
We got some time. We got some time, man. That was good. I enjoyed it. So at least we're going to theaters, select theaters. We're not going straight to DVD or whatever. Like
select theaters. Like
straight to Netflix.
We should get The Rock to do something.
Oh, yeah. Get his ass in there.
Yeah, he could coach.
That's
he could be Alvin
Gentry.
Too expensive for this.
Yeah. No, you're excited about his daughter's future as well.
I am. News. You're exactly right. Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Grizzlies movie's coming out. We already put it together. Enjoy. We will come back. Lots more to come. Matt Moore's going to join us at 12:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Gary Parrish.
So be frustrated if you want. I certainly understand that. But being mad at the head coach is dumb. Literally no head coach would be able to overcome what Penny Hardaway is dealing with right now. And if you think I'm wrong, just give me the example of a coach who did it. I asked 177,000 people on Twitter for one Saturday night. 43 hours later, I'm still waiting for somebody to provide a suitable answer.
The Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's sports station.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has the trifecta this Valentine's Day. Spend $99 or more on a piece of jewelry she'll love and you'll get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates. While supplies last, in-store only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Four Memphis locations in the new one in Little Rock.
It's Brian Scalabrini from Scal and Pals. I want to talk to you guys about Hims. All the talk this year has been about hair loss. You got to look good. You got to feel good. Let's start the new year off right by getting your hair game on point. I'm on camera all the time, and I cannot have my hairline creeping back. That's why I went to Hims. Listen, guys, baldness, that's optional. If it starts to move backwards, you got any bald spots, that doesn't mean you can't check out Hims. Hims helps guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and prescription solutions backed by science. Right now, my listeners can get started with their first month free. Go to forhims.com/scal. That's forhims.com/scal. Prescription requires an online consultation with physicians who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Offer valid only if prescribed. 3-month minimum subscription. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Remember, that's forhims.com/scal.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Reviews are in on your film, Jason.
Craig Brewer's directing it, by the way.
Oh, wow.
We're destined for greatness.
A-Ball and MJG are doing the score.
Nice.
You know, we want to keep it not so mainstream, right? I mean, we could go 3-6 Mafia, but they're a little too mainstream these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it Memphis with A-Ball and MJG. This movie can't fail. This movie's going to be amazing.
Can we get Anthony Anderson, an actor you know I really admire. Can we get him in the film?
No.
Craig had him in Hustle and Flow.
No, we can't,
actually. We can't find nothing for Anthony Anderson?
No, I mean, you know.
I mean, why are you making so many casting decisions?
Because mine are the best. That's why. You know, you got Cynthia Erivo, but Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Zach Klyman is just brilliance. It really, I should be a casting director. I'm just telling you. I know who can do these jobs. I feel like I could produce a movie.
And like Jimmy Smits's Rick Cho, that wasn't a good cast.
I loved that movie.
Thank you.
I thought that was solid.
Brilliant.
Yeah, very brilliant.
Lizzo as Zion is next level.
So you want to play.
No, that's real. That's real.
I don't think she's fit enough to play Zion.
She's fit.
I take issue with that.
To your point, Brad, above the rim, no.
She's not like a bowling ball like Zion.
Well, we don't necessarily know that by 2020. Zion's game may be different by 2025. He may not be so above the rim. You know, he may be a, you know, sort of a bruiser. You know, you just don't know. You don't know what health will say. And so, and Brad's worried about
that. Tired of Clarence Lizzo.
Brad is sort of concerned about the aerial part of Lizzo, and I'm not so much because I think the modern magic of cinema, CGI and things like that.
Oh, man, no vert.
I mean, I really do believe we can make that. I'm not worried about that at all. And, you know, again, to keep up in this sort of climate, you have to be very inclusive, you know.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I know some of y'all struggle with. And that's fine. Just admit it. Just admit that you struggle with inclusivity. But I don't. And so that's why I think Lizzo is absolutely the perfect role for the perfect choice. For the Zion Williamson, I mean, just going to be amazing.
Because, I mean, they do represent your biggest, the test for these Grizzlies going forward.
Yeah, because it ain't going to be.
Can keep them away from it.
You know, Giannis doesn't really scare you. Like, he ain't like a, he doesn't strike fear into you, you know, the way that like Zion does. I was listening to somebody talk about this on, I think it was on the radio, on ESPN Radio, you know, a few weeks ago. But, like, Giannis is like if you think about like the best players across the NBA, right?
Yes.
Like he's probably one of the top two, right?
I mean,
absolutely, absolutely.
But like he doesn't feel like in terms of the way that he's marketed
it's because of the small market effect.
Milwaukee.
Do not get it twisted. That dude is an animal, and you are again not to get out too far off here because we had somewhere else we wanted. But if you watch him when he's playing. He is making dog faces.
Yeah.
Like literally, like, and it's a competitiveness, man, that we would, that it's a want to be the best.
Yeah.
Literally on him. Like, you don't see it with you. Like Embiid and Ben Simmons are all, those, they're all trying to figure it out, man. Especially Embiid. Like, who do I want to be? This dude knows what he wants, and it's to be the best player in the NBA, to be the most dominant on every night. And that, I mean, that, it sets him apart. And you add the physical skills to it and what he's got, the physical tools and the skills that he's got, that's what makes him – he's got that sort of Kobe might want to, man, in him. I'm telling you right now he does. He's dead, you know. Yes, he'll probably be winning championships at the time the Grizzlies are trying to – you know, 2025, and you're right, he could be just as big in terms of keeping the Grizzlies away from it as Zion.
Yeah, so anyway.
Dude, he's still young.
Maybe we can figure that out a little bit later in the show. But there's apparently a Senate hearing going on right now, Jason. I'm not as well-versed in the political realm, as you may know. Very cursory knowledge of anything that's going on there, because this is a show where we stick to sports, isn't that right?
It feels so stupid to say that. It really, I feel stupid. I feel like I need to take a shower after saying that. I'm sorry. There is a Senate hearing going on right now on the name and image likeness, right? Battle in the NCAA and guys being paid for
NIL.
Yeah, their name and likeness. Marsha Blackburn, just according to David Cobb of CBSSports.com, just went at Mark Emmert in that hearing, and she brought up James Wiseman. And she said, according to David Cobb, the way you arrived at your decision when you talk about student academic success, well-being, and fairness, this has been a failure for you all. And Emmert responded by saying, I'm not involved in the details enough of that particular case to be able to answer that specific question. And then Blackburn responded by saying, but you're the CEO. When there is a lack of transparency or subjectiveness, the objectivity should come to you. And so now we are wading into some deep political waters, Jason. Okay, I hope you got your waders on. But we are wading into some deep political waters. Is there any merit to what Marsha Blackburn is saying here?
Again, she's trying to tie two things together that you can...
Right.
You're going to make the argument that if you had NIL... basically in place already, laws, right, that allow these kids to make to profit off their name, image, and likeness, however you want to put it, that structure, if it was already in place, then a James Wiseman stays in Memphis. Like, it's kind of – she's kind of twisted two things and put them together.
Yes.
You could make that case, but she's also saying, hey, the way you came down on – she's mixing in the ruling,
right.
And it just – you know, it feels like she's – it gives a chance to for people to say, hey, you know, James Wiseman was wrong.
Right.
Let me – I'll put it
yeah,
that way.
Yeah, it's good.
That's I don't know. I don't know if you can tie those two things together. You can make a case that if name, image, and likeness was already in place, that then Wiseman, those talks, the what convinced him to leave and go get the money now, maybe that doesn't convince him to leave. I think.
But that's not why he was punished, though.
Correct.
That had nothing to do with name and image likeness. So like. And this is what David Cobb said, that she just kind of hijacked the conversation away from the NIL just to make a point about James Wiseman, which makes sense when, you know, you're talking about elections and things like that and trying to rally the you know, the constituents in Memphis. So that's a part of this that's very obviously political.
Yeah, I mean, you're using James Wiseman to push the NIL thing. It's
right.
Just not a good face to put on it. James Wiseman, that whole face should be who boosters are and getting
right.
This thing beforehand and – that kind of thing.
Was there any politician in the state of Tennessee that did not come out against the NCAA and the James Wiseman stuff? No, they all said this is awful, and we're going to take action, and we're going to file suit against the NCAA for this egregious wronging of James Wiseman, the Memphis Tiger player, where their fans love their program in a big city like. I mean, like that's what happened, you know. So I do. I'm not going to sit here and laud
Marsha. A little bit of pandering going on.
Oh, a lot of pandering. I'm not going to laud Marsha Blackburn as some kind of hero for, you know, grilling Mark Emmert.
Right.
You know, we know what's happening here. But on the same token, is there a conversation that, you know, could be had about, you know, NIL and about the circumstances that got James Wiseman, you know, punished? Sure, I do think there are conversations that can be had there.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I would be lying to you if I told you that watching LSU right now and watching Kansas and Arizona just go on as business as usual seem to sort of get their way as usual, right, with everything they've got going on, all the wiretaps and all that. And I know the NCAA is a process-driven thing where you've got to go through but that process was awfully quick for Memphis. Man, they know how to come down and come down quick and affect your season immediately when it's Memphis. That's the part of this, the selectiveness of it all, that I can't stand when it comes to the NCAA. And I'm just not going to be the guy that vouches for them or their rules when we all know they're absolutely and they're antique at this point. I mean, they don't apply in 2020. It should all be blown up.
Is it a little surprising to you? That Mark Emmert said he's not familiar with the specifics of the James Wiseman case. I mean, because that was pretty much the most high-profile thing that happened in college basketball off the court this year, which is the number
one of the most high-profile players.
I mean,
it'd be like not paying attention to what Zion and RJ Barrett were doing last year. Of course,
I do have a hard
attention.
time.
you have details. But
that one.
But he can gain nothing by getting into a sparring match with Marsha Blackburn. It's not going to go anywhere.
Right, because everybody does
a back and forth with her.
Everybody acknowledges that the NCAA is, you know, they don't abide.
You
by,
have no ground to stand on, right?
Exactly.
It's shaky ground as it is.
Exactly.
So any back and forth with Blackburn is only going to go viral and probably lead you to a place you don't want to go.
I mean,
if you're Emmert.
It's just one of those. It's just a reminder that the James Wiseman thing is just. It's always going to sting. You know, it is just. I just think forever. You know, whatever happens the rest of the season, it is just going to be one of those things that. You always wonder, what if? You know, and again, name and image likeness had nothing to do with James Wiseman being suspended by the NCAA.
Not
That's a separate conversation. Now, could it have prevented him from?
Those are the only ways she can put those two dots together. If you're trying to make that case. That if it's there, but again, she's mixing in the ruling and how they did him wrong with the NIL. You can't do that.
What are the
again? Not what's got him out right now.
What are the great what ifs of Memphis sports? And I don't mean what if Memphis would have won this game. You know, what if Memphis would have won the national championship, or what if Memphis? I guess maybe a great what if is what if they would have called the foul on Derrick Rose. You know, in the final 10 seconds of that game. But I think.
I mean, you got so many with that Chalmers, the shot, and timeout, and there's so many with just that one game. There's a bunch of them. That game is a big what if.
It is.
Because you got a ton
of probably
them every
the biggest.
Second of,
you know, it's probably the biggest. But I mean, I think James Wiseman. You know, what if, Memphis had not played him? What if Memphis? You know,
the other opportunity that Memphis had in that championship game against Walton, you were destined to lose that with the kind of player that Bill Walton was. You know, you looked like 21 or 22, if I'm not mistaken. And that said, even if he'd been a little bit off, you're probably still going to lose that game. That said, it wasn't you didn't have the thing in your hands like they did in 08 in that game. So that it's more what if with that championship game appearance than the one back in the
I think 70s. James Wiseman jumps to near the top of the list, though.
He'll always be there.
He won't overtake
especially
the actual championship game.
Especially if he goes and has a good career, Hall of Fame career in the NBA. It will always be that. That question will always be there, much like we used to do with Derrick Rose, saying, what if he remained healthy? How good could he have been?
Yeah.
We've stopped asking that question because he's back and he's averaging about 19 points a game, and he's written a good ending to that better ending to that story than it appeared it was going. But – the better James is in the NBA, the more we'll ask that question, what if, in terms of his time here. What if Memphis had handled it differently? What if they hadn't fought? You and I went back and forth on that. You said fight, fight, fight. I said, and we have Aki on, and that was his point.
Right.
He said, man, when it was the way it was handled, that if you'd kept playing, and again, what if? Because you can't go back and replay this. But if you'd kept playing ahead of him, right, rather than playing him, could that have been the carrot in front of him that could have kept him from making this
decision? Let's also say
a big what if there
that Memphis half stepped that whole situation. Like it was all right, we're gonna fight, and they were like, no, we're not gonna fight anymore. Like there was never any full commitment to the fight. It was like we're gonna fight, yeah, and then when push came to shove. What happened?
Well, that's the worst kind of plan.
Exactly.
That's the worst.
Fighting if you were going
to
actually do it. But Memphis didn't do it. Memphis actually did the worst possible thing, which was they said they were going to fight. They played him for the two extra games, and then they relented.
And why'd they relent? Because they found out if they hadn't fought, that he'd be playing, John.
Right.
And that goes back to knee jerk.
Right,
no, that goes back to knee jerk reaction.
But you know what? You got to
look at how that thing's going to play out and say, you know what? If I love Leslie Bowen as an attorney, but this is us in the NCAA. You understand what I'm saying? And that's not going to end. Like they can keep that, and they've always made an example. I know it was they've always made an example of us. If we don't fight right now, they'll just continue to. But again, they were never going to back off.
Yeah.
Right. As selective as they were, and listen, I'm not going to get to a point where I'm defending them ever. But again, as selective as they were with this, the punishment, he could have been back. You keep the time.
He doesn't have the
Oregon game, the film, a little bit of college. You know, he's got it in front of him.
Now that's a good point.
Instead of behind him.
That's a
now
good
he's got
point.
three games, and he was pretty decent against Oregon in limited time, right, in foul trouble. He came back second half. He's good. Well, he got double-double in that game, didn't he?
Yeah, 14-12 or 14-11.
That's what the scouts have got to work with, that and knowing what his potential is.
And South Carolina upstate.
Don't even count. Exactly. The Oregon one is the one they've got the film on him. And so, again, if he doesn't have that and it's in front of him, maybe there's a little bit. But, again, John, we can go in. This goes back to what your question is. It will be one of the biggest what ifs.
Yeah, I think,
all of that. How Memphis played it, him.
Yeah.
I know it's real easy to just lump it all on dude and say you quit, but there's a bunch of factors in that that maybe that thing goes a different way if it's played differently.
The 2009 recruiting class that included DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, my gosh.
Would have included John Wall.
It has to be on the page. It has to be top five.
I mean, that one.
Where this thing was headed.
I mean, now, obviously, that team did not win a ship.
Because,
but,
I mean, Cal was hell-bent on winning after, you know, and that's the thing is that squad was going to go redeem everything. Right.
Yeah, because like who was part of Josh's first year? Who were like the mainstays who were like the seniors on Josh's first team? Did he have Donnell Mack? Did he have Mack? I can't remember. He didn't have Mack.
He might have. I'm not for sure. I mean, the holdovers were like Spoon and those guys.
Okay, so those
Spoon
guys.
Spoon was like a junior, I want to say, Josh's first year. Okay, whatever. He was a holdover from Cal recruited
Robert
him.
Sally maybe.
Yeah,
I think Sally the first year.
Then Willie Kemp.
He gets Elliot Williams over.
Kemp
was one of the holdovers. Yeah. He gets Elliot Williams over from Duke.
Yep.
But that first squad.
But obviously Elliot wouldn't have been on this team because Memphis would have had, the number one recruiting
loaded.
Class.
Right. Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't have needed him.
But it would have been interesting just to see kind of like what that team would have done and could they have gotten back, to a Final Four or a championship. But I think James now, no matter what happens, I think James is going to be on that, short list.
I mean, what if you don't build FedEx for him?
Yeah.
What if Jeff Calkins comes to Memphis?
You don't get the Grizzlies. Like, and that you're not in position to take the Grizzlies if you don't do that.
That's right.
That was one that, I mean, and then there's no John Morant. There's no anything.
Right. There's no nothing.
You're still rooting for the Lakers because that's your team. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Like, well, the Mid-South Coliseum is still up and running. Right? Mm. I mean, we still have that.
Man, they need to bulldoze that thing today.
All right.
Before somebody gets killed in there.
You're going to trigger people, man. You're going to trigger people. All but right. Anyway, Marshall Blackburn took on Mark Emmert, and it didn't go anywhere, but it was interesting nonetheless. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Did you stand your broom up last night? Did you try to do that?
Man, I'm not turbo.
I'm going to tell you why you were silly if you did that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins.
And then there was just the suspense of whether he would get his first triple-double.
Beal into the front court. Beal going to feed for Bertans. Deep three. Morant could get the rebound here. He does. Triple-double. And Kyle Anderson knew it. The Grizzlies knew it.
The Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's sports station. Get your Grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads, stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in, and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto! You get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car! GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win. When Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention, everyone. With Dell's President's Day sale, get monumental savings on Dell business PCs with Intel Core processors and business tech. Deals are live now with doorbusters up to 60% off on President's Day the 17th. Our small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business at President's Day prices by calling 877-BUY-DELL. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
No.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded with an iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that four in some drop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got on rocks, diamond rocks, whip the pot.
Love is in the air. Denzel's is the place to win the heart of your special Valentine. Better get to it. Men, Valentine's Day is Friday, and for over 100 years, their families created handmade chocolates over Denzel's using only the finest ingredients in their Memphis candy kitchen. You can select from an array of beautiful heart-shaped boxes. Better have it, man, no matter what she says. Packed with caramels and fudge, nougats and cream, to nuts, and my favorite, the tartlettes. For your Valentine's parties, too, Denzel's has everything from marshmallow hearts to their award-winning fudge pops, a Denzel's tradition. And today's the launch of their famous chocolate-covered strawberries. You can get your orders in today. Fresh ripe berries dipped in fondant and robed in rich milk chocolate. Nobody dips them like Denzel's. You place your order today at your favorite location, Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View over off Covington Pike, Collierville, or their new store downtown. The Valentine's Day, this Valentine's Day, say I love you with Denzel's, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, the Memphis Grizzlies are giving away Valentine's Day cards tomorrow. It's a huge game tomorrow against the Portland Trail Blazers, and they are giving away Valentine's Day cards. As you know, Valentine's Day is on Friday, Jason, and I know you have some big plans, you know, for you and Fed. We talked about that, you know, best 4 minutes in town. But they are giving away a variety of Valentine's Day cards. John Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Brandon Clark, Dylan Brooks, and Jonas. And we're going to go through these, and I want you to tell me which one you like the best, okay? Which one you'd like to give to Faith. John Morant says, "You have me walking on air." You like that one, yes or no?
I like that.
Okay.
It's kind of romantic.
Jaren Jackson Jr., "Don't block the feeling," or "Don't block this feeling."
A little cheesy.
It reminds me of it. "Is that your best shot, Billy?"
Oh,
reminds
yeah.
Reminds me of what he says in the Wing Guru commercial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, it gets to it. He's not a mess around, man.
Brandon Clark says, "I'll be your rebound."
Oh, that's clever.
That's good.
That's pretty good, right?
Like that?
Yeah, but I don't know about being somebody's second.
Well, you don't like that.
Somebody's got to be a rebound, dude.
Everybody's a rebound at some point,
yeah,
right?
But you don't want to hear about her past.
We don't want to talk about it?
No,
Don't. You're the guy that doesn't want to talk about the girl's past?
You do it after
it's closed.
The initial meeting, right? You're getting to know her. You want to know a little bit, but you don't want to know too much, especially once you start dating.
Here's the thing, and this is what makes Brandon Clark so great. He's a role player, and he knows he's a role player, and he's succeeding in that. There's nothing wrong with just play your role, man. You can be very successful and have a lucrative life if you just are willing to play your role, man.
Try not to be something you're not.
No doubt. So look, if I'm married as hell. So this does not apply to me.
Hold up! Don't put those two words together. Hell is not marriage.
Oh well, I am. You could. It's impossible.
Embrace it if you're gonna do it.
It just meant locked up, Brad.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
He's married, locked up.
It's not. Not a negative connotation.
Okay.
Happy to be married, but I am, and that means I'm off the market. But if I wasn't,
you are.
I would totally never mind being a rebound. Let's help. Let me help you. Help me help you.
What are you saying?
You're better than that.
No, I don't look at it like that. And that's why that's a great thing to be. It's a great thing to be Brandon Clark. Dylan Brooks says, "I'll guard your heart."
Well, that's good.
But not really fitting for him. You know?
Is his baby mama stuff not appropriate to talk about? Because it's very public.
Aren't there multiple?
Let's move on.
Okay.
Now, I would say if I was Dylan Brooks, like if I was going to write that, I'd be like, you know, I'm about to score.
Like when the Grizz did the contract, I would have been like, can we keep that a little bit more low-key, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, with everything he's got going on. You don't understand what I'm saying?
Wrap that
maybe
rascal.
Maybe he wouldn't have been the best choice for the – but no, maybe I think he's the perfect choice because he – dude, nobody makes more love on the team than Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Dude, you know he going to celebrate the hell out of Valentine's Day. That dude going to Hall.
I thought it was just one baby
That dude going to buy – with that new contract, that dude going to buy out Walgreens.
Stop.
Ain't going to be no Valentine's Day cards left.
Remember, he was a second-round pick. This is big, like, his life changed for him to get that money. Happy for him.
I think both parties won on that deal.
Let's stay out of his love life.
Good point.
Probably inappropriate.
Yeah, no, you don't want to get personal here. I don't know enough about it. And then Jonas Valanciunas says, I'll be your big man.
Don't smile like that.
It's just funny. Like,
why you have that cheesy smile like
I'll
that?
I'll be your big man.
Yeah, I know. You love the double, triple meaning. You love it.
I'll be your big man, you know?
I thought he did.
Is that what he gets right to it
now. It should have been, I'll be your grizzly bear. I'll be your teddy.
I'd be
your teddy bear.
There you go.
Would have been better for Jonas there. Who made these up for these guys? These guys didn't do these themselves.
Well, no, of course
not.
No, their PR department did.
No, of course.
And they missed an opportunity there for big Jonas to be, I'll be your teddy bear.
Yeah.
Or grizzly bear.
Andre Iguodala gets one.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to do it.
I'll be your pterodactyl?
No. It'd be something like hit it and quit it. Something like that.
Oh, that's terrible, John. You're right, it was. It was bad. Mm. Did you see him talking about Dylan and Ja? Now?
Yeah, I did. And he was very complimentary.
Do you see this need for him to spin it to get his story still?
Yes.
What does that tell you?
That he wants to be looked at as the good guy and all of this.
Exactly. And he realizes now that the team, right, that he showed no respect, right, has earned quite a bit of it. And him not wanting to be around it looked pretty stupid because Ja and Dylan looked like two young killers, quite frankly. Two young guys that you would have a ton of respect for.
It's so, always with these national people, though. It's never with a Memphis reporter, ever. Here's the thing.
I love all those guys. Been watching them play. Dylan's been playing really well this year. And Jai's rookie of the year. Been watching him. Phenomenal talent. I think I saw the poll said, who would you start a franchise with if you had to pick a point guard? And I would have voted for him as well. So excited for Jai's career and what he's going to be able to accomplish for the next 10-15 years. And Dylan just signed a 3-year deal, so happy for him. Save your money, young fella. Take care of your chicken and your mentals. So trying to look out for my young guys best possible.
What? My young guys?
Now they're his young guys, and he wants to put off the Marshawn Lynch quote in there like he's friends with him and I got good advice for you and all this other stuff.
Your young guys are Tyler Hero and Kendrick Nunn.
Nobody needs your rookie of the year vote.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm like? The fact this is so after the fact and silly. And this was my point. When he was still even handling business, he could have said this. It's just not the situation I'm looking for. He could have said it then. And yet he's so worried about image and all that that he's going back and saying it now. I think that's even more ridiculous. I would have respected you more if you just kept your mouth shut about the Grizzlies and stick to your script. Now he's trying to come back so much more and trying to convince the few that can't stand him for what he did and truly pointing out that this was disrespectful. He's trying to spin them back too. And that he's such a good guy. It's ridiculous going back on it. I can't stand him. I used to have a great deal of respect for Andre Iguodala. Lost quite a few. He's dropped down on the pegs there, brother.
Yeah. So, I think you nailed it though in terms of what that is. That's just a guy who
you saw the way Kleiman hit it, brief and to the point. They would have taken him.
It doesn't matter how you're perceived in Memphis because you're not in Memphis anymore. You know, you were never in Memphis, so like it doesn't.
It wouldn't have mattered in the past, but now Memphis has got something that the NBA respects.
That's true.
And so looking like you did for the folks that are in the know,
right,
it looks disrespectful, and that's my point. Back in the day, you could do Memphis like that. One of these clown franchises right now that doesn't have a front office. The Knicks, you could do that with right now. You could say that. But you can't do it like you did with the respect that this franchise has earned over the past year. We've talked about it. It's literally gone a calendar year from the Gasol trade. This thing's in a different place now. The NBA is looking at it. Man, we got something special in Memphis going on. And Iguodala had to recognize that and change it and get back on everybody's like me side. I can't stand it out of him.
Yeah, so anyway, the Valentine's Day card, you can get them
still
tomorrow.
Talking.
At the Grizzlies-Blazers game, which, you know, again, as we've talked about, I mean, this is a massive, massive game for the Memphis Grizzlies because, you know, as soon as this game is over, obviously you have the All-Star break, but then you got that road trip, man. You're playing the Clippers, you're playing the Lakers, you're playing the Kings, then you got the Lakers again here in Memphis. I mean, this is going to be a very definitive stretch for these Grizzlies. It's only February, right? So you have to say that, but, man, it's going to be.
There's only 29 left.
Yeah, I mean, so every game carries magnitude, you know, and this one in Memphis certainly does.
And it looks to me like, you know, the Spurs, I don't know if you saw.
They're fading, man.
But they blew a 23-point lead last night to the Nuggets. It doesn't look like they've got the juice left in the tank to make the push. And I know the Pelicans have got an easy schedule, but if you look at it, they're still six games behind the Grizz right now. So they'd have to get pretty hot. It all kind of boils down to that,
you know, the one that your targets just kind of settle back on is that Portland team that, again, with their schedule and how much easier it gets for them as opposed to you, your toughest schedule in the league, you know, they are concerned. That's it. I'm just like them. I'm ready to battle. This should be fun.
Yeah. All right, we will come back. Lots to come in the rundown. Matt Morgan will join us at 12:25. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and save millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-762-1836. That's 800-762-1836. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-762-1836. That's 800-762-1836.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Style on point? Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check, please.
You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Rest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.